So today we begin this week that we call Holy. And we walk through this story, this last week of the life of Jesus. And the reading we just read is referred to as the Passion, the Passion reading. On Friday, on Good Friday, we'll also read another version of the Passion reading from John's Gospel. Oftentimes this week is referred to as the week of the Passion. And I want to reflect on that word a bit this morning. Oftentimes when we hear the word passion, the passion of Christ, it may bring to mind this suffering that Jesus suffered, this violent death, this beating, the crown of thorns, the rejection, the hurt. Just this, it's been said that humankind has never come up with a worse form of capital punishment than crucifixion. And Jesus bore that. There's a movie that was made a few years ago called The Passion of the Christ. I actually never saw the movie, but people who saw it would come to me and say, oh my God, the violence and just the absolute bloodiness and hurt and pain and suffering. And many would say, and Jesus did that for me. Oftentimes it's followed with that phrase, Jesus did that for me. Does that sound familiar? That way of, and that because Jesus did that, I'm saved. It's a very common understanding, an ancient understanding of the suffering and the death of Christ. It's oftentimes used, Christ died for our sins and God suffered for us. But at times of course, I want to offer you another lens this morning, but that oftentimes presents this idea that somehow, to use biblical language, God the Father didn't like us very much. That God the Father needed a sacrifice. God the Father needed the shedding of blood to love us again. The idea that we committed some sin and God doesn't love us, and so Jesus died for us through this violent death to save us from our sins, and we're thank God Jesus did that. I want to offer you another lens to look at this word passion. Kind of what's oftentimes referred to as the minority opinion in the history of Christianity. I think it's, in my opinion, an opinion that speaks to me. I think it's very Episcopalian and very much grows out of our sense of faith. This is not an either-or. This is another lens. When you hear the word passion, how do we use the word passion in our society? Oftentimes, you know, you talk about somebody, you say, gosh, she has such a passion for what she does. You ever hear that? Such a passion. She's so passionate about that. We admire that. That's oftentimes how we use the word passion. And I'd like to borrow that a little bit and reflect upon Jesus' life. Not just this last week of his life, but his entire life, at least that part that's revealed to us through Scripture and tradition. That Jesus was passionate, I think it's fair to say. Jesus was compassionate and passionate by reaching out to the poor, reaching out to the sick. So much through Scripture, Jesus is healing. He's healing. Some say he heals and teaches. He heals and teaches. He heals and teaches. That was a big part of the ministry of Jesus. Reaching out to the outcast, reaching out to those whom the society and the culture had pushed to the perimeter, those whose society at that time had kind of walled out of the day-to-day life that they lived. Jesus was there. Jesus was reaching out. That, in many ways, was the passion of Jesus. To bring about justice, to bring about healing, to bring about love and new life. And his passion for that, I would suggest led to this coming week. That passion for that sense of this world around us. And by reaching out to those on the perimeter, Jesus' life was not about trying to convince God to love us again, but more, it was about showing us that God loves us. all of us, all, even those who we somehow don't feel comfortable with, those that perhaps we have cast out or pushed to the edges, and loves all of us in our sinfulness. But God loves us. As I oftentimes say to the children, there's something that they hear me say a lot here at St. Paul's, God loves you. God doesn't know how to do anything else. God just loves you. There's nothing that can separate you from that love. And I would suggest to you that the Passion of Jesus was about reminding us of that. But as that passion was challenged in his time, that passion did lead Jesus to this violent death. This passion did lead Jesus to be crucified in a horrible way. This passion did cause Jesus to almost be separated from those around him. Remember, the life of Jesus was always about, come, follow me. In a sense, walk with me into this passion. And yet, this week, we'll hear that some of the people who follow Jesus says, we'll catch up with you later. But Jesus kept walking into his passion. And I would offer you this week we call holy, to perhaps reflect on that. Do you hear the difference between those? There's a bit of a difference in those two understandings. I'm more drawn to that second one that I've described to you. It speaks of God's love for us, the renewal of that love. It speaks to us of, yes, the suffering we experience in our world, in our own lives, in our personal lives, in our family lives, in our career lives, and the suffering of our communities, those who live in our midst who need help we need to be helpful to open ourselves to those who the society casts out and become part of that. We're called to that and remind ourselves that God does love us. God loves all. And are we willing to walk that passion with Jesus? That to me is the power of Good Friday. Are we willing? That's why we will venerate the cross. We will recognize that cross as a sign and a symbol of a call to us to walk forward. I'm kind of giving homilies for all the days of Holy Week here in some way. But that ultimately, what the Christian message is that passion and being willing to suffer for that passion and offer our lives for that passion brings us new life, brings us new hope, leads us to that reality of the creation that God created, where in the beginning God said, it is good. And when God created humanity in that wonderful story, God said, humanity is very good. And that's the root of the incarnation. It's the root of this week that we walk into. And so I offer that thought to you today as we walk through this Holy Week, as we walk through this Passion of Christ. Perhaps if that other lens that I've offered speaks to you, live deeply into that. When you hear the readings this week and hear the word passion, think not just of the suffering and violence of that death, but the passion that led Jesus to that passion. And we too are called to walk in that way, to bring about new life in our lives, in our community, and in the world around us.